hope you enjoyed a little bit more Grammy music from last night. So Pink, her song off her new album, and also she's going to be singing this Sunday at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we were just talking about the halftime shows and everything.
Yeah, so honestly, she has such a good voice.
It'll be fine.
Some people make the anthem, like, too dramatic, kind of, at the Super Bowl.
I've never watched the Super Bowl.
But
I watch the halftime performances.
Yeah.
And then I dip.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I watch the whole thing. Cause, yeah. Like, sports. Do. Yay.
I feel like you guys are going to make me watch it this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yes. 100%.
Anyways, we have, as you guys know, we've been doing board of directors, students' union election, like candidates, interviews all week, this past week.
Yep. Because we got those votes once again, as we said before, starting tomorrow. Wednesday and
takes
Thursday.
A minute to do.
1 minute vote. Yeah. We'll be repeating this on the show so many times.
Yes. And this week we have the Students Union publications interviews starting.
Yeah, so we're here with Shai McDonald. Hi, Shai.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So she is running for board of directors for Wulu Soup WLU Student Publications. Yeah. So, Shai, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Currently I'm the Arts and Life Editor for The Chord. I've been working with The Chord and Wulusip for 3 years, but The Chord for 2 years. I started as a volunteer. I'm in third year. I'm studying Honors English, and that's all I really know about myself.
Well, it sounds like writing and, like...
Definitely my passion, yeah.
Your passion. Yeah. Do you have, So you like kind of like that arts, like media kind of writing a lot?
Yeah, I started as news and I quickly realized that wasn't really my thing. Looking at arts and everything, like going to concerts last night, I went to Death Party Playground. They were playing at night school. So like just going out and being part of like Waterloo and being part of the city, that's definitely my passion.
Are you from here?
I moved here in my last year of high school. I'm kind of moved all over Ontario, but this is like where I settled down.
Nice. Well, we just have a little, it's like 20 questions.
Okay.
But I don't know if you've seen the episode of Friends where Joey's trying to make a decision and then like she gives him two options and you just say the first thing that comes to your head.
Yeah.
So, it's just basically like that, just so our listeners can get to know you. So French fries or onion rings?
French fries.
Ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lawrence?
Aniston.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Red or green?
Green.
Pool or beach?
Beach.
Food poisoning or twisted ankle?
Twisted ankle.
Hat or mitts?
Mitts.
Extra icing or extra sauce?
Sauce.
Starbucks or Tim's?
Starbucks.
Hockey or football?
Football.
Uber or taxi?
Uber.
Squirrel or chipmunk?
Chipmunk.
Monopoly or Scrabble?
Monopoly.
Mario or Luigi?
Mario.
Hot chocolate or frappuccino?
Hot chocolate.
Pen or pencil?
Pencil.
Snowstorm or heatwave?
Sorry?
Snowstorm or heatwave?
Oh, snowstorm.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Spotify.
Nice.
Good job.
Love
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Love it.
That was like harder than any of the open forums.
Look at us grilling on air.
Yep. Okay, so what motivated you to run for this particular position?
I think it's just my passion for Wulusip. Like I said, I've been involved in Wulusip for 3 years now. And I just like, I don't see myself going anywhere. Like you can have positions inside Wulusip after university, and like this is what I love. Like coming to university, I didn't really have anything I was that passionate about, and then like I found Wulusip and I was like, this is it, this is what I want to do. And I think just like continuing to be involved and more involved and helping it achieve its goals, that's what I want to be part of.
Did you know about the Chord like before you came to Laurier, or is that something you learned when you came here?
I learned it after I came to Laurier. It was the end of my first year, and I went to my academic advisor, and I knew I wanted to be a writer, so I was just talking to her about that, and she told me about the Chord and suggested I should start writing for them. Sorry. And so that's how I started. I started as an opinion volunteer, and then I just became progressively more involved.
Awesome. We just wanted to know a little bit about your platform. So I don't know if you just wanted to share a little bit about what your ideas are or your platform.
Sure. So I talk a lot about accessibility in my platform. I talk about where Wulusip is falling short in terms of accessibility and how important it is for us to strive for it if we want to become the premier student publication. And so when I was speaking at the open forum, I talked about the Chord, how we have, I don't know if you guys have seen it, we have weekly updates every week We don't typically put subtitles on them, so if like you're hearing impaired, it's not an option. I think the Radio Laurie is pretty good for accessibility because you guys have the summary at the end of your like, I don't know how to describe it. You have your, like, your audios, and then you have your summary underneath it, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like, the blog.
Yeah. So, like, I think, like, just striving for more stuff like that, I think, would be really important for Wellusip, and I think it should be one of our values.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. So, one thing, just because we are, like, multi-campus, if elected, do you have any plans to ensure that you serve both the Brantford campus and the Waterloo campus, like, equally?
Yeah, well, I think accessibility speaks to both of the campuses. I don't think it's exclusive to the publications at Waterloo. I think it's a problem that the maybe not the Carnegie because that's a yearbook, but definitely the Sputnik's facing as well. And I think it's, like, important to realize that the board of directors isn't simply a Waterloo thing. It's a Wellusip thing, so it's exclusively for Wellusip, exclusively for Brantford and Waterloo.
And then part of the role for a board of director member is to help govern the organization. Have you previously been in, like, leadership roles where you were required to uphold, like, non-disclosure agreements and stuff?
Yeah, I think my position as the Arts and Life editor right now speaks to that a lot. It's a lot of leadership. You're directing, I think I have, like, 15, maybe 20 volunteers, so just, like, helping them write and everything and leading the arts and life section is definitely the role of leadership. I think that will help me in board of directors.
That's awesome. And just how do you, so you've obviously been holding like a lot of privileged information, which is, it's great to know that you like have like experience with that. Just one thing about, I was reading the minutes from the last board of director meeting, but they were talking about web election voting and sort of that. First of all, like, what is your view on this? And is there anything that you'd want to see changed in Wellusip's current election policies?
So, like, voting online as opposed to the hand ballots?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way voting is going, and I don't think it's something we can really prevent. I think it's, if you want more people voting, that's the best way to do it. So I like that we're, like, taking more steps toward that. Mm-hmm. And sorry, what was the other part?
Just if you want to see anything changed with Wellusip's current election policies.
I don't know. Like, I agree with, like, the not campaigning. I think that's a really good, because, like, if you're campaigning and, like, you're in charge of a section, that, like, allows, like, you the chance to, like, publicize yourself. I don't think that's right. But I think, like, maybe campaigning the election more, like, getting it out to the students the way the Students yeah. Union does, like, letting them know all the time, like, hey, we are also electing, and, like, this is crucial for you to vote for as well. Like, your tuition goes to us, so.
Yeah, I think that's important. I feel like I wouldn't know as much about Wellusip, like, if I wasn't, like...
Honestly, in my first year, I had no idea about Wellusip.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Same, like, I honestly didn't know that there were different days for voting
mm-hmm.
for yeah. Wellusip and Wellusip.
Yeah, I thought it was all,
like, one big vote.
Yeah, so I think just, like, getting that out there more would be really important.
Definitely,
yeah.
No, for sure. Especially if we want to see growth and, like, as you mm-hmm. said, we are paying.
Yeah.
Too. Like, well, we're going to cut back to a little bit of music, and then yeah. we'll get back after.
Yeah. All right.
Welcome back, Golden Hawks. Hope you enjoyed a little bit of the weekend.
I always do.
We sure do. So we're here. If you're just tuning in, we have Shai McDonald with us. She is a candidate for Wellusip Board of Directors. And we just talked a little bit about, well, we got to know her a little bit through some games, a little bit about how she wants to increase accessibility
yeah.
With student publications, and just a little bit about the election and lots of other things about her platform. She sounds like an awesome candidate.
Yeah, and just to clarify, guys, Wellusip is different than Wellusu. This is publications,
yeah.
which includes the Cord,
Sputnik,
Radio
Laurie,
everything like that.
Yeah.
This is not the Students' Union.
But regardless, Vote for both.
For
like the 30th time on this show, vote. So just a couple more questions for you, Shai. Laurie's goal is obviously to inspire lives, and if elected for Wellusip Board of Directors, how do you plan to inspire the lives of current and future Golden Hawks?
Well, I think our goals for Wellusip and Laurie are different. So Laurie's is inspiring lives, but ours is to challenge Laurie. So it's listed in our mission, I believe, to continue to challenge and critique the student body and the student union. Mm-hmm. I think that's what Laurier and any actually university needs, is that constant challenge and like asking them, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, no, I think that's important. Maybe like pushing.
Yeah, definitely pushing like pushing them to be better.
Yeah. And do you have, because a lot of people like coming in first year, it's hard to like keep track of everything that's going on all around campus. How do you plan on putting, do you have like something in mind to put student publications like up there on the list for them?
I think, I don't know, that's a hard question because like the CORD is everywhere on campus. Like you can't go on campus and not see the CORD. So I think it's just a matter of being aware of the CORD. And I think it's our online presence that needs to be addressed that way. I think, I don't want to say print is dead because that's my future. And so, and I don't think it's dead. Like, I don't think print is ever going to die. But I think there's definitely a strong contender for online presence. And if you want more first years paying attention, if you want them more updated on the CORD, you need to have them, or Wolusip in general, not just the CORDs. I'm so CORD focused today. But like all of Wolusip, you need that strong online presence. Yeah. Obviously, Radio Laurier accomplishes that. But like Sputnik and the Blueprint like need to be more active online.
Yeah. And just one more question for you before you go. But what does student publications mean to you?
Me, everything. Like it's literally my future. I don't see a future without publications in general. It's what like has helped me in university, but in general, I think student publications is crucial for students to understand where their university is and what their university is doing.
Yeah, you're kind of like the voice.
Yeah.
The voice of everything. Well, do you have any final thoughts or anything that you'd just like to share?
Make sure you vote.
Yes.
And that is it. It's important to vote.
Well, it was so nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you guys.
The best of luck. With elections, and yeah,
I hope you have a great week ahead. And we know, like, and so one more thing, when are Wolusip elections?
Sorry, they're on the 2nd is the proper day for them, but there's going to be 2 days prior where you can vote in the concourse, I believe, or online. I'm not entirely
sure. So
are
they opening
that
up around the same time that Wolusip elections are opening, but you just have to click a different link?
I think like on the 31st they open, so Wolusip, okay. The student union opens on the 30th, yeah. But Wolusip opens on the 31st. Okay. I think it's going to be in the concourse. I'm not sure about the link
okay.
yet.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome.
Right.
Well, yeah, go definitely go to the concourse and vote for both.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we will get back to the music. And once again, thank you so much for coming in,
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.